This episode of the WDW Review is brought to you by the Theme Park Brothers. Michael, Christina, Jordan, and Cameron Black have some of the nicest quality, genuinely authentic, and completely unscripted Orlando attraction videos on YouTube. Subscribe and check out their latest videos, which are sure to keep you entertained as well as keep you informed of all the latest changes to the Walt Disney World Resort. Hello, and welcome to the WDW Review. I'm your host, Chris Malik, and I'm flying solo today. But I've got a really cool show planned. It's going to be a relatively short show, but I wanted to put these segments out because, well, to be honest, they're actually really cool. So, I'm going to break the show apart into two small segments. The first one is actually from the Disneyland Resort. So, when we're actually at the Disneyland park, my son, my daughter, and I decided to take the fire chief's car, I guess you'd say, the transport from one end of Main Street down to the other. So we're officially boarding the fire chief's car by Sleeping Beauty's castle, and we're traveling back towards the train station. And the cast member there, her name was Erin, and she was just fabulous. She was so full of information. I wish I was smart enough to have hit record from the train station towards the Sleeping Beauty's castle, but I wasn't. But I did ask her, can I use it? May I record her conversation? And she was polite enough to say yes. So the next 3.5 minutes or so is essentially a impromptu interview with Erin, who is the cast member at Disneyland Park, from a guided tour from Sleeping Beauty down towards the train station. Enjoy.
Adventureland.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you have New Orleans Square that's behind all of this, and then Critter Country is all the way around the corner.
Mm-hmm. For us that are regulars in Florida, it feels kind of like, and this is not disrespectful, like Bizarro Disneyland, because everything is kind of where it is, but not kind of where it is.
More kind of old stuff.
No, it's wonderful.
You would get that same feeling going to Disneyland Paris.
I've been.
I walked into Disneyland Paris and literally went, wait, what?
Crowds are about what you'd expect, higher or lower, or about what it should be.
No, this is about what it should be.
We were at California Adventure yesterday, and it was quieter than we thought it would be. It was still very crowded because it was a Towers last day.
Yeah,
we went on it.
We went in for morning magic, and then when we were done, it was like a 3.5 hour wait. We said, woo!
Little BB did it.
So one of the rarest shops used to be in right there.
Okay.
That used to be a corset shop. We actually have one.
Oh, I remember.
Main Street was an actual Main Street. We had individual shops here. So, like, Upjohn had a pharmacy here. Wolitzer had a piano shop here. We had a lot of these were all individual shops when we first opened. So the different sponsors all had their own spots.
Under our dining room table in our house, we have a 1966 map of Disneyland laminated, and that's what we look at every day as the giant, giant map. So we've been looking at that map for years, thinking, oh, look, that's where Aunt Jemima's Pancake House is located, and that's sponsored by Monsanto, and
Monsanto's House of the Future. If you go over to where Ariel is, if you go over to where the fairies, because that's where the fairies grotto is, that's where.
Okay.
When you look down, there's a flat spot. That is the foundation for the house. So everything on Main Street is not built to scale. The only building built to scale is the. Everything else is 3/4 scale to 1/4 scale headed down the street that way. Most of Main Street is based off of Marceline, Missouri, with the exception of City Hall, which is based off of the courthouse in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Awesome. We're here.
Go over while you're here. Go when you're in New Orleans. Go up. The trains are closed, but we have a train out. And I think if the engine's the right engine, you can sit where Walt sits.
Cool.
And you can walk on the original station, which is on the other side.
I thought that was really pretty cool. And I wish I was only smart enough to have turned it on from the first half of the trip, but at least we captured the second half of the trip. And gotta love the on-site horn sound as she's traveling down Main Street. Anyways, segment two is actually an interview with my four-year-old daughter. And the backstory is when Lucille and Jude, who are my 11-year-old twins, recorded the Star Wars episode with Pete, Michael, and Jordan Black. My four-year-old waited patiently upstairs, and she was waiting for her turn to record. So, obviously, the Star Wars episode was a little past her scope of thought, but she's been brought up with nothing but Disney for the first 4.5 years of her life, so it's all she knows. So, you know, resorts like the Contemporary, I mean, she's seen them countless times. She knows many of the resorts by sight. She knows many of the rides by sight. So she makes a Disney dad like me really proud. But anyways, she wanted to record, and so we figured we could just do a little Disneyland trip wrap-up. So the following short segment is essentially an interview with my four-year-old daughter, Bibi. Enjoy. Okay, I'm here with my daughter, Beatrice Malik. She's 4 years old. We call her Bibi. And we're going to talk a little bit about our trip to Disneyland in California. Can you say hello, Bibi?
Hi.
All right. So we went to California in January, and Bibi was a brave little girl. She was sick. She actually had an ear infection. But we went to California Adventure, and we went to Disneyland, and we stayed at a hotel. Do you remember the name? It was called the Grand...
California.
The Grand Californian. Very good.
Who are we talking to?
Who are we talking to? We're talking to this guy right here, this microphone right here. Mm. And it's recording this. All right, Bibi. So, what was your favorite ride at Disneyland?
Small World.
At Small World? I knew you'd say that. Did you like the inside Small World over at Walt Disney World or the outside with the water on the outside?
The outside one with the water.
Okay. You went on a few more rides, too. You went on the Jungle Cruise. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Did you go on Dad's favorite, the Pirates?
Yeah.
All right. How's that song go? Yo ho, yo ho.
Are you singing that?
No. What's the next words?
Pirate's life for me.
A pirate's life for me. That's one of my favorites. I love that ride. You know that. Did you go on the Haunted Mansion?
No.
No, you chickened out. You chickened out. But what did you go on? What ride did you go on the very first time?
Tower.
No, that's the next park. In Disneyland, what ride did you go on for the very first time? You got a button. What was it called?
Can you give me a hint?
I'll give you a hint. It's a water ride, and it has a big splash at the end.
Okay, Splash Mountain.
You went on Splash Mountain for the very first time. You were tall off. So let's tell the story right. When you went to Splash Mountain the first time, you freaked out, and you would not go, but that was okay. I stood with you. But then I showed you what? What could we do on Splash Mountain together? Where could we sit?
At the back on our lap.
At the back, and we could sit right next to each other, right?
Or on the lap.
Oh, but we didn't sit on the lap, right? You sat next to me? Yeah, you got a button for it that says, my first time on Splash Mountain, her sister got it for her. Okay. Let's talk about California Adventure. What ride did you go on for the first time there? I'll give you a hint. It was very scary.
Tower of Terror.
The Tower of Terror. It was the last day it was opening, and you went on the Tower of Terror. You summoned up all of your courage. Did you like it?
No.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh. Do I torture you by making you watch Tower of Terror videos right now on YouTube?
No.
I thought on dinner the other day we put on a Tower of Terror video. Didn't I?
Yeah, but then it was broken.
That's right. The video didn't work. Okay. Okay. What else did you see? Did you see Radiator Springs?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you like about that?
The racers.
Oh, you liked the racers? How many times did you go on that ride?
Two
times. Did you win both times?
Yeah.
Okay. What color cars did you have?
Red and yellow.
The red car and the yellow car? Mm-hmm. And we won both times. What about the Toy Story ride? Did you go on that one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It made me super sick.
It made you sick? What? Yeah. All right. You saw one of your favorite princesses there. Who was that?
Rapunzel?
No.
Anna and Elsa!
No. Think about it. It was one of your favorite princesses. I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter E. E. I thought you would know when I said E.
Elena.
You saw Elena, right?
Yeah.
You waited in a long line with your mama to see Elena? Okay. What else do you remember from California Adventure? What's your new all-time favorite, no doubt about it, you ask to see it every day ride on TV?
Small Road?
No, at California Adventure. Hello, I'm Patrick.
Soarin'!
Soarin'. You went on the Soarin' ride? So let's tell that story right. It was late at night. It was about 8:30. You were sick with an ear infection, and you were crabby as can be.
And we saw Tinkerbell.
Okay, and then you went on Soarin', and you immediately got off the ride, and you loved it. That was your new favorite ride, isn't it? Right? That's okay. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Do you ask to see it like every day now on TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you do.
And I want to see the videos every day.
You like watching videos of it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so let's finish up. What else do you remember from your trip?
Going on Small World.
Of course you go on Small World. Can you sing that Small World song for me really fast? Come on, you got a beautiful voice. Let's hear it.
Can you sing with me?
I'll sing with you. Go ahead.
It's
a small world.
After a day, you have to sing with me.
Okay, you go first.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. Small, small world.
All right. So tell everyone goodbye. Tell them thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, guys, that's pretty much it for today. We are recording an official Disneyland trip report. I know I've been contacted by a couple people looking for that trip report, so we're going to get that out. Just wanted to kind of give you a teaser, two small segments leading up to the trip report. And thank you for downloading and listening. If you could go to iTunes and leave us a review, I sure would appreciate that. It helps other people find the show. So if you need to contact Pete or myself or Laura, who's due any day now, just find us on Facebook at the DW Review podcast page. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.